We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Now, I will say, the journey, and it was a journey, to get to the press box is one of the toughest journeys I've been on.
And Chris Ello.
If he hits two home runs every game, including a glance, excuse me.
Well, it's going to be one of those days, huh?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look, here comes our fearless producer.
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Gotta tell you, our listeners are some cold cats, man. They have filled up the lines knowing that Chris is not on the other end and a chance to get a victory today.
Over you.
Over me. That's how it goes. Welcome in to Gwen and Scraby, 4:01 on the clock. Last day of Gwen and Scraby. It's kind of tough to say. I've been saying Gwen and Chris for so long. Gwen and Scraby.
I'm crying over here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. All, you know, things must come to an end.
Don't leave me with him.
You're not. Well, only for a little bit. Only for a little bit. Okay. You know, at least right. Hopefully to like the beginning of November, and then it'll be done at that point.
Yeah, we want you stay at a studio.
What?
You stay at a studio for as long as possible, because that means the Padres are deep in the playoffs.
They are. That would mean so. All right. We do have some Gwen versus the Fan coming your way. Chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Wednesday's Padre-Dodger game. Gets the Padres in their last home stand of the season as they make a push for the postseason. Tickets at Padres.com/tickets. In terms of this prize here, you guys know what it is. Grand prize, trip to Las Vegas, including a 2-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas, 2 tickets to John Fogerty, and a $200 American Express gift card. Performing his Creedence Clearwater Revival hits and other legendary songs, John Fogerty brings his powerful onstage energy to Wynn Las Vegas for a limited engagement. Tickets to all 6 performances from November 9th to 19th are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's get to some Gwen versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The rules of Chris versus Gwen versus the Fans today are these. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Tony gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. As always, Chris versus the Fans is brought to you by Genesis Home Improvements, San Diego's trusted painting, roofing, and window company. Man, we are such creatures of habit. Did my brain malfunction reading that, having to insert your name for Chris's name? It's very strange.
You know, those things, you know, we don't like change very often.
No. Yeah. I'm like, this should be easy. I don't need to write in Tony's name. But no, it just completely messed me up. But We are going to get started right now. Let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Guy in Bay Park.
What's up, Guy?
Are you ready to play?
Hey, I'm ready.
All right, so these are Padres season-related questions. Here we go, Guy. What Padres hitter has struck out the most on the team this season?
Got to be Grisham.
Correct. It is Grisham.
Was that most strikeouts on the team?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good job. Second question, Guy. What Padres player has appeared in the most games this season?
Oh, that's easily either Manny or Jake.
You are correct.
Nice job, Guy.
Wow. All right. Final question. You get this right. Tony gets it wrong.
This better not be a softball either, Scraby.
No, I don't think it is.
Make it a softball.
Of course, you want that, Guy. Here we go. Question number three. I mean, it's a softball for you, maybe, but I don't know if it's a softball for Guy. Here it is, Guy. On June 15th, the Padres scored a season-high 19 runs. What team were they playing that day?
What day was that again?
June 15th, Mr. Google Calendar.
No, it's not. I'm just thinking it's the 19 runs. Is that like, that wasn't the... Can you give me the, was it Rangers or Rangers?
The Rangers, you say. Unfortunately incorrect. Tony, do you know?
Give me the question again.
Of course he knows.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of baseball
knowledge
that blends up in there. On June 15th, the Padres scored a season-high 19 runs. What team were they playing that day?
June 15th.
Correct.
19 runs.
Correct.
The Cubs.
You just made me as angry as Chris does, because that is correct. I'm sorry, Guy. That was very good playing by Guy.
That was in Chi-Town, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was the Chicago Cubs, and they scored 19 runs on that day. So, good one, Tony.
That was coming off of, a week where they didn't score, and everybody...
And they swept the Cubs, and then I think they came home, and then they got swept by someone else. And everybody was like, wait, we just swept the Cubs, we're back!
Yeah, no, it was in one of the... I think it was... that was the roller coaster on his way back up in Chicago after it was at the bottom.
There's been many roller coasters this season. So, all right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Will. Hey, Will, what's up? How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good,
well,
good.
Will.
Will, have you watched your fair share of Padres baseball this year?
I have done my share of Padre game watching.
Okay.
But I really suck at this game.
Well, let's see. Don't put yourself down yet, Will. We've seen
you are not
win.
You're not playing Chris, so you got a shot today.
Here we go. Question number one, Will. Just going to give you one that we talked about earlier in the show if you were listening. If the season ended today, if the season ended today, what team are the Padres playing in the playoffs?
I just came from the gym, so I didn't have your radio. I didn't have the radio on. I want to say the Mets.
The Mets. Sorry, Will. Tony.
The Braves.
Will, I appreciate you giving us a call, and I appreciate you working out as well. Just next time, put us on the app, the Odyssey app, and then you will. Then you would be on to question number two right now.
Look at the salesman over here.
Yes. All right, next contestant. Let's see who we got going on over here. Let's go to Connor. Connor, are you Will? Are you Chris's godson, Connor?
No, I think after that last time, unfortunately, I'm not.
Oh, man. I got to get a new joke then, because if I've already asked you once.
Man, you over here asking Kevin the same time.
Wow, that's embarrassing. All right, let's move on, Connor, to our first question here. Good. Which National League West team did the Padres have the most wins against so far in this season?
All right. Well, I know it's not the Dodgers. Maybe the Giants. I don't know about Colorado. Between Arizona I'm going to go with Arizona.
You worked it through, and you are correct. Padres were very good against the Diamondbacks this year, 14-5.
Yeah.
Very good. So.
They stepped it up against the Diamondbacks this year. I think it was closer to 500 last year.
Yeah.
They were on the winning side of it.
But. Yeah, and the Giants, they still have three against, but they could catch, I guess they were 11-5 against the Giants. So if they sweep the Giants, they could tie for the series this year between the Giants and the Diamondbacks. Anyway, Connor, question number two.
All right.
Ooh. Who leads the Padres in stolen bases right now? Sorry?
He was still thinking.
Oh, I thought he said something. You're breaking up. What do you say?
I said Grisham. Sorry, I don't know if you can.
No, it's okay. Grisham. Stay there. Tony has to know.
How about Ha-Sung Kim?
Ha-Sung Kim. Sorry about that, Connor.
How many does he have?
10.
Boom.
Yeah, he leads the team in stolen bases. All right, let's go to our next contestant. This is turning into Chris versus the fans. we're going to go to Sean in Lakeside. He's been holding the longest. Sean, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Are you ready to go? You ready to play some
Padres?
Good luck,
Sean.
Quinn versus the fan.
I am ready.
All right. Question number one. Including September, which month did the Padres have their highest winning percentage?
I'm going to say May.
May.
Really?
Correct. It's not. Well, it's incorrect.
May is not their winningest month. It's got to be April then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry.
I would have guessed May too, Sean, had you not guessed it.
Okay. Let's get to our next contestant. We're going to get into this realm where we're going to need some tiebreakers. So let's go to our guy Richard in Paradise Hills. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You got me? I'm on my headset.
Yeah,
we got you
sound
Richard.
Loud and clear, Richard. Here we go.
Hey, real quick. Bolt up. Justin Herbert's a real man. It doesn't matter that we're 1-2. We still going to win this thing. Let's go, Chargers.
I knew you were a big Chargers fan, so you were okay with him playing and through all the pain yesterday.
I got him on my fantasy team. I was praying that he played.
Good point. Very good point.
I love it, Rich.
I had someone had to start Jared Goff because they weren't sure.
They weren't sure?
Yeah. They basically
Goff
got the same
well,
points.
Though. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go, Richard. Question number one. This should be a very easy question. Who leads the team in home runs? Padres.
Manny Machado.
Nice job. All right. Question number two. All right, what player has hit the most left-handed home runs for the Padres this season?
Man, I don't know. the Profar, because my brother says he looks like me.
You know what? Profar does kind of look like you. I know what you look like from Instagram and everything, but Profar is a good call. That is incorrect, though, so hang on. Tony?
Believe it or not, it's Trent Grisham.
Correct. Thanks, Richard. Thank you for playing.
He's got 17, and he only hits left-handed, so
yeah,
there's that.
I figured that was a good question number.
Cronworth right there, though.
He is. He's creeping up there. All right, we're in tiebreaker territory now. So, yeah, I got to go.
Used up all his questions.
All of my questions. I mean, I didn't really have that many, but. All right. Let's pick our contestant. Who are we going to pick? Let's go with. No.
How about Ryan?
There's two. Line three or five?
Three.
Three.
Allen Iverson's number.
All right. Ryan, are you there? The other Ryan's going to start talking to you. Ryan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Ryan, have you ever heard or played the tiebreaker before?
Yeah, heard it. It's just higher or lower, right?
Higher or lower is exactly right. Tony, I'm going to give you a question. You're going to give us a number. The contestant guesses higher or lower for the actual number. Jake Cronenworth has how many at-bats this season? You have to give me a number.
I got to give you a number? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. See, I've never been
usually on the other side.
At-bats?
At-bats.
530.
530. Ryan, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher. It's the best answer you've ever had because it is higher. Jake Cronenworth has 558 at-bats, so Tony was very, very, very close. But you are the winner of these Dodgers-Padres tickets as well as our qualification to Las Vegas. So hang on the line, Ryan. Good job winning, man.
All right. Thank you.
Nice work, Ryan. Hang on the line.
Good job, Tony.
Thank you.
Some good stuff.
You know, you did. Yeah, it was my wheelhouse a little bit. I do see every game, so.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Got a pretty good idea how.
It's even more embarrassing if you were to get beat, you know?
I wasn't really worried about getting beat today because, you know.
I mean, yes, it's all up here in the old noggin.
Indeed. All right, let's get to break. We have one more segment for you guys. We're going to take you right into Monday Night Football, Giants, Cowboys. It's almost comical when they lose because I get to see the reactions the following day. So for my own kind of thrill. I hope the Giants win.
Okay.
More Gwen and Chris on the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
4:21. We got about 3.5 minutes left with you guys as Monday Night Football takes over. Giants, Cowboys, both Cowboys 1-1, Giants 2-0.
Wow.
Off to a surprising start.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley looks like the first overall pick that he was. How many years ago was that now? 4, 5? It's been a while.
It's at least three.
Right. So he's playing well, and you'll get to hear that game here on 97.3 The Fan. First, I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Mrs. Musgrove.
Yeah.
Joe's mother gifted us a book.
Yes.
Called Baseball First.
Baseball's book of firsts.
And we will be using that in trivia somehow, some way.
She gave it to us for that reason.
She very much did. I got a chance to talk to her before we left for the short and last road trip. And the book came the following day. So thank you, Mrs. Musgrove, for the book. We will put it to good use and we will take very good care of it.
Yes, I appreciate that more than
anyone.
Yes,
Scraby is probably the most excited. He has searched all things and turned over every rock to
get
me.
I wonder if she heard me that I bought a book on Amazon for it.
I'm sure she listens.
She does.
She clearly listens.
She does.
So
yeah.
We appreciate you listening.
Yes, very much.
The NBA training camps are media days across basketball, and there's some weird ones. I'm sure the Suns players, that media
day has talking about that.
Been a little bit different for them. I'm sure the Celtics media day is TMZ all over it.
The stories that are coming out about what went down are crazy. Do you know that the reason this all came unraveled, or one of the reasons this all came unraveled, is because a husband was rewatching a doorbell cam and found out about this. Because there was conversation on the doorbell cam from his wife, and I don't know what was said, but he got his suspicions through that doorbell cam.
That's all fine and dandy. But my issue with this is not the story in itself or what's happening, but the media is just diabolical.
They really are.
Like, because they can't figure out who the young lady is that Ndoku has been involved with, They are just throwing names up against the wall
it's
right
so
now.
So crazy.
And it's sad. Like, this is why people don't mess with media. I mean, if you can't do the investigative reporting to find it, it's unfair to the people who aren't involved at all for their names to be thrown out like that.
And you wonder why people don't come forward ever.
100%.
You know,
100%.
Some of the people that were involved in the Deshaun Watson stuff, they didn't want to come forward. This is why.
This is exactly why.
Because the media is going to ruin your life for no reason for reporting something.
It is sad that is the case, that, you know, everybody is such in a rush to be first, to be the first one, that they'll take out anybody's name and run it through the mud for no reason.
I want people to run their names through the mud, honestly, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Let's do better, my media.
Yes,
Bethan, please. Please.
Good job.
Yes, again, Giants, Cowboys coming up here shortly. This is a division game, by the way, too.
It is, but first, real quick, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, what is your secret to this series with the Dodgers? Remember you said that you were going to talk about
it? Oh, I did say that.
Yeah, but
My secret, it's not my secret. I just don't think they'll be taking their foot off the gas. They're going to have a bye, which means they're going to get like 6 days off. If they don't take these games seriously, like the rest of the year, that's two and a half weeks of baseball where you ain't really playing, you know.
They always talk about that rest period,
right,
for teams
and
who
we don't,
win too
and
fast.
That's one of the more. That's going to be one of the most fascinating things to watch as this new playoff format takes over. It's going to take years, right?
Yeah.
But that first round bye, like teams, will there be an effect to being off that long? We'll find out. I remember the Nationals a few years when they won the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
They were off for a while before the World Series started.
Yeah.
And then we got one of the best World Series in the history of World Series.
That's true.
No home team won a game.
That was pretty incredible. Seven games, too.
So,
or six games.
All right. Giants, Cowboys coming up next. You catch us tomorrow. The whole crew back intact. You guys have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.